Friends, I'm turning to the book of Genesis, chapter 43. Genesis, chapter 43. And I'm reading verses 11 to 14 straight away. So Genesis, chapter 43, verses 11 to 14. And their father Israel said unto them, If it must be so now, do this, take of the best fruits in the land in your vessels, and carry down the man a present, a little balm, and a little honey, spices and myrrh, nuts and almonds, and take double money in your hand, and the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks, carry it again in your hand, peradventure it was an oversight. Take also your brother, and arise, and go again unto the man, and God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. Friends, we're thinking this morning about overcoming spiritual fear and indecision. Spiritual fear and indecision, but the kind of fear we have in mind is the kind that stops people from really yielding their hearts to the Savior. They may have understood the gospel. They may have understood that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only Savior of the world. They may have seen their own case before Him, seen their own sinfulness. They may have even, to some extent, desired to turn from some sins or something like that. And yet they are aware that they have not yielded their heart entirely to the Savior. They are still absorbed by the things of this world. Their interests are actually worldly. And what they want is the things, the portion only of this life. They do not care that very much about God and how to know Him and how to walk with Him and how to really find forgiveness of sins in Him. These things, they have grasped it in their heads, but they have never really sincerely embraced it. And what's the cause? They are afraid. They are afraid to be entirely for the Lord, entirely given to Him. They would like rather to be a kind of a middle ground Christian, part worldly and part Christian. There's nothing like that in the world. If you are not for the Lord, you are against Him, you see. And they wish they can be such a place, such a middle ground for them, because they are afraid. The episode of Kakranopeni, yeah, is true. A sign said, say a thing, quite a sum no assempa. A and said, yes, so say a thing abroad on a bummerad, yes, Christo. A and said, Matthias said, dear Matthias, is a mere deboyeni. Matthias said, Radius Christo, unquani, near me banuha, mena unquadia. And so, Miss Rose, meja minquay, my breboy, atu ninsem. Let me jam when you not atu no swo. Ain't he acquire said, Major and Finin Finin. Minyanka, mesumi wiasi kakra. Na afeso wao medi kristo sumbi so atutosu kakra. Miyemu anka finfini biya bi ewo hosa. But bibiye ni hosa. Ye ni finfini biya biya ewo hira. This is the kristo ka se. Niya oni mafano. No tiami. He that is not with me is against me, said the Lord. And the Bible teaches us that this fear is Satan's one of his key instruments to keep people from really trusting the Lord. The fear of loss, the fear of death, the fear of something, the fear that they may lose too much, something like that. And so they would not yield their heart entirely to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, but my dear friends, I hope you would know, until the entire heart is the Lord's, you are not His. Until the whole life is yielded to Him, you are not His. What does that mean? It means until you come to a point where you say, I will no longer be the master of my life because I'm only a sinner. Should I rule and govern any aspect of it at all? It will be ruled by sin because I'm a sinner. As I look to the Savior, as my Savior to deliver me not only from my sin, but from myself, rule also, for my desire to be the governor and master of my life. Nukasa ni se se minye krado se Eradi Yesu Kristo bababaye Eradi ankasa ewa mebrasoa Eni minye timi nye Kristo ni Eni minye nyankopon eba mpo Esan se Se mepese miya misho mabrebo na faka krakra E nam se miye diboye ni inti boni mkwara Na midebe katasabi anu Inti medaso awo maso di mwara And so my dear friends So what I want to do this morning Is to try to make it easier You know, usually when you are looking at the narrative part of scripture It's usually easy for most people So I want to attempt that this morning To try and bring to your notice Three instances of scripture Where some people were hesitant To take a very important decision And really a life-changing decision They were hesitant. They were afraid to take it. Yet eventually they took it. Eventually they did it. And want to think, what made them do it? What did they begin to think about? What did they process in their minds that enabled them to do that? Finally to say, even though this seems to be a very difficult decision, I will still take it. What is it? Oh, my dear friends, may I repeat just myself again. Well, friends, if you understand the gospel in your head and grasp it, even appreciate it, and yet you delight to be the master of your own affairs and of your own heart, you are not the Lord's yet. You are not His until by repentance and grief for having ruled your own life, you yield your life away. Looking to Him alone to receive you as a sinner, wash you, cleanse you, make you a new person, and rule over your heart, my dear friends. And that alone is what the Bible describes as true Christianity. And we pray that it will be your experience this morning. So friends, I picked the first one from the experience of Jacob. And I just remind you again of what happened there. Let me just read you, my dear friends, verse 13 and 14. And I will tell you what happened. I'm sure you know the events. I will tell you very briefly. And then we'll see the lesson very soon. Take also your brother and arise. Go again unto the man. And God Almighty give you mercy before the man. That he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. You know, Jacob's children had gone to Egypt to get food. And when they got there, they had met Joseph. They didn't know it was Joseph. And so Joseph, really intending to see whether his brothers were repentant or not, assumed a different position. He behaved as if he didn't know them. And so he had asked them about their father, and they have given him details about their father. And so he required of them that the next time that he actually said that he suspected that they were spies. And so he detained one of their brothers, Simeon. And so he was kept there in Egypt, and he allowed the rest to go back. And when they got back to their father, they told their father that the man says that we are really spies. And for that reason, he's kept one of the brothers, Simeon. And he's saying that, you know, that for us to prove that we are truly brothers and not spies, we should bring our younger brother, whom we have mentioned him to him, that's Benjamin. And so the father said, no way, Simeon is not here. Joseph is dead. I'm not adding Benjamin. This is not possible. I'm not sending Benjamin with you. And so they settled down, and then the food was run out. They had eaten everything. And Jacob wanted his children to go back to Egypt to get another supply of food. And then the children have to remind him, Father, remember the man said, if we are not bringing our younger brother, we should never see his face. And so Jacob had to make a decision. And you see what was pressing him. Joseph Shedai is saying only more. It sounds no person on who in more a woman, one year the last time. No, it's a Shedai is saying only more. And Tibroni won't cast a no, I can say,
Mejidi samomu nye mwa mwa tadiye. Mwa ba se, mwa be shoku ibibia ya hoye mre, ni chiri mwa ba haye. Ena unyanamu ni kasa, utaye bi, heye busi ya bako, sheye ye do sudiye, nisi ye busi ya bako, ye niye bako a ewu. Bako sudiye, onini kituwa kra, owofi sisi, onini papa, ne oho. Ne jese se, oh, sadia, we inkwani midibe mwuse ampa, mwa kanu kre. Me famu brother bako, isi ya haseye. Nasa midini siye hea, ani diye, next time, sa mwa ba, mwa famu niya kituwa ni mra. Si mihuni diya meje di se, mwenye spice, mwenbeche ikro bibia ye mre, ne mwenbeye boni etre, ena mwukoye. To mwukoye na mwukoko cha on Father Jacob, mwukoko cha Jacob penos, da bida, mi, mwenye da. Ah, Joseph ewu, mwenbeye, mwenfomo brother Simeon sukra ama, ya chenu kra atuho, mwenfabe nye menkaka hon, mwenye da. Ena, mwukoda niye diyo mwutina ho, and so they were just there, in a feed the anasa, the monkofa feed it by anasa, in the asayano, and a few one papa car said, okay, no monk Egyptian cotu the animre. So the father now asked them, go to Egypt and buy us another supply. And the children have to remind him that, you remember what the man said, that unless he saw our brother, he would not let us go into the land. And so monk come on, father Bio said, papa me car said, young fee no kitu no amba, and so say, kumuni ni mokra ampo. Na fine sick Joseph or in a genie. Beg your pardon, Jacob, or in a genie. Will he let them go with Benjamin or not? You see, his soul is right at the point where he was afraid of what would happen. What would happen to his third child now? And he was in that state of indecision. And yet, look at what he did. Look at his reasoning. Verse 14, 13 and 14. Take also your brother, and arise, go again unto the man, and God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother, and Benjamin. And look at his statement of self-resignation. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. You see, he told the children, okay, if you have to go, do this. Take some gifts for the man. Take that to him. And when you go, of course, give it to him. And then when he done that, he said, well, you have an extra money to buy food. And then he resigned himself in the hands of God and said, may God Almighty give you mercy before the man. He resigned himself in the hands of, may God himself show you mercy. And then on his part he said, if I lose my children, let me lose. Let me lose the children. What else could he do? Would they stay there and be hungry and die? We would rather lose the three children and then see what happens next. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. My dear friend, this is the lesson. Whenever we are dealing with the Lord, of course, whenever we are thinking about matters of our souls, whenever we are thinking about how may I really know God and how may I walk with Him, how may I prove His power in my own life to change and make me a new person and to become a child of God, you will by all means come to a point where you may be compelled to halt and stop, because you begin to see very clearly that you have fears. There are things that must go. There are things that must be yielded. There are things that must be surrendered. You begin to face them. Sometimes we are willing to let go some. You know, the kind of things we are willing to let go sometimes because they seem a little easier. And so we are willing to say, okay, I'm going to let go this. I'm going to let go that. And those ones we are willing, but you would know in your own heart, but there will be some other things that will hold you back from really casting yourself upon the Lord. Friends, the help is this. If you have set fear, reflect upon God's mercy and put your hopes upon that mercy as Jacob did. May God have mercy upon you. Oh Lord, have mercy upon me, you would say. Lord, you know, see, you can't cry to God for mercy when you are not sincere. You can only cry to God for mercy when you are really willing to tell Him the state of your heart and tell Him the struggles and fears and then lean upon His mercy. Oh Lord, you know, you may say, oh Lord, you know that I fear this kind of consequences. I fear that if I let go this kind of lifestyle, I will lose that and that and that. Lord, I'm afraid. Have mercy upon me. Cast yourself upon the merciful hand of God. But take the matter seriously. Take the fear seriously. Face up to them. Don't pretend they're not there. For a while, Jacob forgot it because there was food to eat. And when the food had run out, he had to face up to the problem once more. My dear friend, that's exactly what we do. Dear Kaisi Siane said, Jacob had failed here. Well, Aban says, sells money man or mukobu. Inti, a fain or catcher who said, okay, mum fan yomaka crachedia kakadibama pepano. Na samukwa, mum famano, and is coming better idiani bio. Na, Eradi nuankasa on whom mobro, on whom mobro. No mamma munya in him, ewa papa nim. Na onja, mo brother no, and ni Benjamin munina, mum rabio. Na media semi-shrimi makra min-shrimi mok. Odin retring and kupen umobro, bonwana fadye, wa ye krado se, sedye ni chefe beye biya, enyesa. It sounds all true in yang kupo umobro. When you are trusting in the mercy of God, you cannot cleave to things. You look to Him to deal with you, and to bless you, and to deal kindly with you. Friends, you know why it is difficult to really yield yourself wholly to the Lord? And so even though you seem to have some measure of understanding of the gospel, you hesitate to turn your heart and tell it to the Savior. You forget that He's a merciful God. And that you can call upon Him and plead with Him and lay your case before Him and open your heart to Him. You know, when we want to become the children of God, we come to the Lord and face up to our sinful condition with our eye upon His mercy. The mercy came to us through the Lord Jesus Christ, our dear Savior, who went to the cross of Calvary to purchase forgiveness of sins for sinners. For His sake, mercy can be our portion. Mercy can be granted us. For He said, if we put our trust in Him and look to Him and look that the Lord for His sake would deal kindly with us. So you see Jacob looking upon God's mercy. Are you afraid? Are you afraid to say, oh, years ago I was told a story of a man who, it was a pastor who was witnessing to this person. I think I may have mentioned it here before. I sometimes forget where I've said what. A pastor was speaking with this person, telling him about the Lord Jesus Christ, and a call to repent and to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the man was really listening very keenly. And he was, if anybody knows how to speak to others about the Lord and they are listening to you very seriously, sometimes you can see. So this man was really seemed to be well absorbed in the words that this pastor was trying to explain to him and all that. I was challenging him to see they need to turn in repentance and yield their heart to the Savior, and that's the only way to enter into spiritual life. And then when the man listened through to a point, and then he suddenly seemed to have come to himself. And then he began to react and say, don't tell me anything again. Please don't say anything. You don't know what I will lose. You don't know what will happen to me. If I obeyed your message, if I listen to what you are saying, you don't know the kind of thing that I will go through. Don't tell me anything again. Dear friend, the point always is this. If you understand the Christian message properly, unless somebody only told you, okay, do you understand that you are a sinner? Do you believe that Jesus died for sinners? Do you believe that when I repent, I'll be saved? And then pray this prayer after me. And you do that, you say, I am a Christian. There's nothing like that in the Bible, by the way. Nobody ever came to the Savior that way in the Bible. You see, that's the kind of thing you think makes me a Christian. Of course. Well, that's a lie. You have to see your need and see who you are. What a sinner you are. And then if the Holy Spirit is helping you and working in your heart, One of the sons you begin to see, and they are sometimes the most disturbing, will be the hard sons. The hard sons. Often not too much the outward ones. People can easily put them off because of desire for respect. If I desire people to respect me, I can easily push off all the naughty part of me. But the hard sons of pride, of trust in things, trust in this world, trust in myself, self-confidence, and things like this, and perhaps temper, and hatred, and things like this, they are in my heart, and nobody may see it. I may be such a... When the Lord Jesus Christ was drawing some of that list, in Mark chapter 7, he even included foolishness. I like foolishness. Well, friends, these days, social media is training our young persons to love foolishness. Foolish things are interesting. Foolish things are wonderful. That's what they want to feed their heads on and delight themselves in. Light things, empty things. These are, and your heart delights in them. Dear friend, until you begin to see how they cannot stand with the Savior, you won't come to Him. You will never genuinely repent. You may succeed, as I said, to brush off a few naughty behavior here and there. But to really come to Him, you must see not only what you've done outside, but the heart sins. Then at that point you find yourself hesitating. Am I willing to yield myself away? Am I willing to really surrender my whole life under the government of the Lord Jesus Christ? That He runs the entire affairs, to throw away all self-confidence and put my confidence only in Him who died on the cross of Calvary for sinners. Am I willing to say, no more of myself, Lord? I am only a sinner. Take me, wash me, change me, rule over me. At that point you realize there seems to be a hurdle to be crossed, something to jump, and so you hesitate a little. And our concern this morning is to show you that one of the things that will help you to be willing to jump that hurdle is to reflect on the mercy of God. He's willing to look upon you with pity. Are you afraid of that thing? He said, I am pitiful. I look upon your case. I see that you are miserable. I see your fears. Are your unwillingness to let go, perhaps some sinful advantage, but I can bless you. I can deal kindly with you. I can bring you into myself and give you a life that is far better, because under my rule is far better life than a life ruled by yourself. Because you are small, you cannot really rule your life properly. Things will go amiss. Also, you see, reflect upon the mercy of God. And He showed that mercy when He sent His own Son to die on the cross of Calvary to bring us to Himself. Now, so be person be ready for ankasa. Nase, or think quite yes, some nasi. Just say, or yes, sani panwa. Na junye ne se, nche Matias se yesi e ndi bon yefo. Matias se yesi Yesu Kristo wu ma ndi bon yefo. Matias se, nti, mi ma mi nsa so, na ma bon pa ibi se di omota eno. Na mi yesa ape, che se ma be Kristo ni. Se, enini ni ye wu jim hu dia, eni die, eni ba Bible mu sa, yembe ye Kristo fu wa sa kwa eno so. Ya be Kristo fe radi buwa yin. Ni mu se di yen tibi ati, ewa nyanko ponu enim. Nesi hu sa tibie noa. Ebeba se, yebe sha se hu se. Akwe se, mi huni enyome se radi e yi mi frim. No ji mi frim. En so mi nye krado. Misro. Ebi mu ye se e yem fasobi. Adi ene kwa meshu. Ne ne kase, madame fosofu bi no kase. No ni bi e di mkomo. Oke radi asam cheno. Na bre okano. Unise ni pakono oti asam no asipa. Na na jim kwa asem mu ye. Na... O do baby ape, ne o yese di niya o biya no haba no so. No shi ase kata, enka bibi an chemi biyo. Enka bibi an chemi biyo. Dia woka chemi, se mi yesu tiya, wuni mdiya meshuri. Wuni mi nyome be fi minsa. Wuni mi nyome beba miso. Inti enka bibi an chemi biyo. Na, se yesu se ase, which shi ase se wuti ase, se dia wuti bi atiye, ewe radye ni. Enye eni so boni nkwa. Ebe boni ya woma kuma minu nso. to say a hand tie and name my race, my share, new man, new yasimo, and then you may to say, me and me, who am parasite, some new man, and me ration, may them crown me the mirror, share, radius crystal swarm. So we say, who some new man, who may shall see also woody a period, Nasa period no mono, and he show crown say, a dear babe wall, my wire crowded so we jar a brebum with radius crystal, so back. Ubegini ni humo brohu. Wakayo nuse. Onuwa ye humo broho nyankupo. Oshowe humo brohu. Ohune se wu dia pre. Se wu beja wa brebo amani die. Isi humo brohu. Yesu Kristo mo se. Bramin chayi. Me chowe humo bro. Me kiyo. Me buwao. Me shawo. Me ye nyankupo mi humo brofo. Obia me minchana minseno. You will not be destroyed by coming to the Lord and yielding yourself only to Him, because He's a God of mercy. Ehumabro nyankopo. Mimi mfasika wane mbramo. Yes, I'm being tempted to say, if I stay here, please come with me to 2 Kings. Usually each one of them could have stand on its own, but I just want it to be a little easier perhaps to follow. So 2 Kings chapter 7, you have another similar situation. Just to see that people have met situations like this before. So 2 Kings chapter 7, and I'm reading verses 3 to 4. Second Kings 7 verses 3 to 4. And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate, and they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? If we say, we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come, and let us fall into the host of Assyrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. You see the similarity? The similar situation? This time, the city of Samaria has been besieged. Their enemies have come to encircle them. They've gone round them. In those days, if they want to take your city, they would come and encircle your city, so that you cannot go out. The farms were at the outside, and so people couldn't go out, so they could not go out or come in. And so some people in Samaria were in this sad state. In fact, things were so bad that people were even eating human flesh. So the hunger was so terrible. So there were these four leprous men, these four lepers. Because they were lepers, they couldn't go into the city. According to the law of Moses, they couldn't go into the city. They had to stay outside the walls. It's not where they were staying. And they were there. The Syrians, who had encircled Samaria, were also further on, because they were waiting. If the people of Samaria became too hungry, they would rush out and eventually they can get them. And so these lepers were sitting here. And then they said to themselves, what are we doing here? What are we doing? If we sit here, we will die. If we decide to go into the city, we will die. So why don't we go over and give ourselves to the Syrians? If they kill us, we know we will die anyway. But what if they save us alive? Then we will live. Don't you think it's reasonable? So sitting here won't do us any good. My dear friends, you know the same thing. That being in that state of indecision won't do you any good. Time is still passing. Death is drawing near. You cannot halt time by your indecision. Age is coming. Weakness is coming. Your sin is increasing. You're becoming worse off. And so by delaying, deciding not to decide, wouldn't help. It doesn't really delay the consequences that come. So it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to remain in a state of indecision. Sa mkwata fwa enayi. Sa abrele na, ikro mwa mwa Samaria no. Mwa atamfu Syria fu ebe cha eshiya wahon. Because on person be fakro no. Na sa abrele, so on person fakro be, so which eshiya seya? Mwa omu kakro, mwa sedi ebe ya omu intu mimpi. So Wamushano moon to me pin a comedy, because on our farm a chrono abontine. Inti se wishana won to me wishana comedy wa no wa wepie na wodi hu kra kama won to serious febecha e wo won kro yi hu na sam kota fwe na mo yare ni inti omo eni kwan sam mo ko ekro no to mo walls nature inti hono mo se se na omo titi hu ano mo ka che won se ah ade de ne ye ye say it na ha ye bewu se ka sen ko kro no mo so a ho kra kom e ya wo O si ebewu adent na yen ko Syria fo enchein na yen fo ye hun koma won omo kunye ya yen kra ni se ebewu mpo dada na so mo en kunye nsa ti na ne die ye nya ne ye ye benye bibi credit ye ho beto yen enti mo ma yen ko Syria fo enchein ye se so wo start to be 1% we ye wadwene no some people delight in simply moving between ideas, not settling down. They hope they can suspend the whole idea of a decision as to what they do with God and what they do with their lives before Him. They want to hang just there. And one person would not finish, and one person would see one drink and say, "Me who no say say me near me here, radio home abroad. Me Baba Shushen no have one fetcher, and they said they be obey me abe ninche. Me person me say say finish, and me my emre che mukakra. And the question is, emre emwa, bro woman emre che, answer some with tibia. Time will not change your case. Age is still coming. Death draws near." And the God whom you have to deal with is nearer. Nyanko po esa unini enya no eno cry by wo bread by wo ye pinini emre chum won to mean kasa me chum wo che kodu da bay. Gain. What is the real gain in delay? When you are in a state of indecision, what's the real delay? What's the real gain? Gain kasa na winya wo. Friends, absolutely nothing, except that your situation will grow worse. Because as they stood then and they had no food, they will become more and more hungry, as they said, and die. You become worse. As you remain in that state of indecision, you become worse. Said you with you on a wound to me, because I fade you, Rade. Me who is said you me here one pa, me jam my bread with me mouth, so whom my bro won't know me to me, I have command of a fraud. No, I'll grow no. And after what this to be a full fro ashemo, into me jama brobo emao, oh humi mobro, and Jimmy. So 1% within Ukrainian arm, and to mutira de susa, Kai say, Winnie Brekra, and Brenukra, Esse Esseno, Wukra, so say, Bikahu. His son said, Diboyeni, Elkosu, and yes, the Otinida. You know that a sinner grows worse by the day. The sinner grows worse and worse. You never remain as you are, friends. You may not notice it, but friends, so it is. You are deepening and becoming worse every time. And I'm sure you know the outcome of this. The lepers went. They went to the Assyrians. You know what had happened? God had acted for them. God had acted in their behalf. The Syrians had heard a noise and they had fled. And so these lepers were the first to gather the food and to eat. And to have their fill, and then to even send a message to the town and say, the food is here, free food is here. They were the first, my dear friends. The truth is, when it comes to God and salvation, what you are losing is that if you would only yield yourself away, you would have proved the help and the power of the Lord to change you and to bring you to Himself. If only you had only yielded yourself away. Oh friends, don't delay anymore, friends, because there's nothing to be gained. Don't let another day or week pass over your head where you have not decided now is the time. Now I turn to the Lord. Now I yield to Thee my heart. Friends, we always say this. Let me repeat that. It's always helpful to remember. When we are coming to the Lord so that He saves us, the Lord does not ask you that you stop all the sins that you are committing before, mark the word, before you come. The Lord never says that. Repentance for sure will mean we will turn away from a number of sins we know and are aware of. We will turn from them.
But if you were serious, you will realize that there are some sons you cannot turn. They so gripped you. They are so powerful on you. They will simply not go. Is the Savior asking you that you try and put them off and come? If we can turn away, if we can put off all our sons, then we will not need him. What he does say is this: bring it to me. Come, tell me what your case. Tell me what you've done. And if we're truly grieved and sad, that's what we call repentance, grieved over that sin and long to be delivered from that, then I will deliver you. Then I will deliver you from that sin. So that sin will not be a master over you anymore. I will set you free. And so friends, this is the invitation. And friends, remember, don't be afraid, because he will do it. Among men, and so sisters, and as Iradi, Ibn Mumobro, Ibia, O Pesobe Iradi, na, Wajin Yose, O Mian, Sesame Mia Muna Mijawe, you was in your maybe brave one, because so be wins, and meet me at Daniel Film. Well, many an uncle for more in Sri Radi, no many more Nanti. Well, you can turn away from them. I'm involved in all kinds of deals that are not correct. Well, you can turn from these things. Meet me at Daniel Film, your man who do to me. But a more Wajin Yose, so meet me Daniel Film, son, you my chest, the Makoma, you free crap, because we need one para said, well, you were so. And so, Eradibi said, "Me mean ya in a mimrana. Say, me a met me a gentleman, but dear, into me, Yano. Eradi catches a male farm reno. Say, me peso Jimmy Frim. Say, me peso yammy for fro. Say, me peso me socials on who are me. No, I'm a man for from between the uncle Puan and Tidia. Met me a banninchen. Me banninchen, they can me tibiano, ne cremu cheno, no be whom bro. No wish from me. Friends, we ne boy ma un delay bio. Catch on say, de me cry me delay, dear ne minya. Ma chaya chaya me me radi way. Dear ne minya. No cross and say, me say moon become. So friend, don't delay anymore. Turn to him urgently. Come at once. Ask him to have mercy upon you. Friend, let me turn to the last one, we are done. I come now to New Testament, and I come to Luke's Gospel, the one we had in our second scripture reading. Luke chapter 5. This will be the last one, friends. So Luke chapter 1. I beg your pardon, chapter 5. Please let me start from verse 3, just to shorten it. So 3 to 5. And he, this is the Lord Jesus, and he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your net for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Do you see another hesitancy here? Surely it didn't last for that long, and this is an encouragement. But there was a hesitancy, at least for a while, an unwillingness to listen. The Lord Jesus Christ was sitting on Simon Peter's boat, a little into the Sea of Galilee, the same as Sea of Gennesaret, because depends on where you are, then the name changes. In the same Sea of Galilee, and the Lord Jesus Christ had let him push the canoe and let the boat a little bit into the water. So the Lord was sitting on it, and he was speaking to the people. Large number of people are there at the shores. The Savior could throw the words to them, as it were. And when he was done, he told Simon Peter, now push your boat a little into the ocean and cast your nets and take some fish. And Peter said, oh Lord, you know, throughout the night we have been laboring, we've been toiling, and we got nothing. When I read this passage, one of the things that fascinates me is that, my dear friends, you know, Usually, people think that preachers know nothing except the Bible. So that when they are dealing with you on, say, maybe your car, your car has a problem, and they see that, well, you are a preacher or something like that. Well, they think you don't know anything about car. All you know is about the Bible. And so when you come and say, oh, but please, can you check the injector? Can you? Well, they are surprised. Well, they don't expect you to be knowing anything. They expect you to be entirely green about this. I say this because I don't know whether in the days of Peter they did the same thing. Here's a man. He's only a preacher. Of course, he's the Lord. He's taking our nature, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a preacher. And he's come to the beach. He asked for a favor. The boat has been pushed into the sea. He sits on it. He can speak to the people. So far, so good. Enough. Please, sir, what do you know about fishing? Perhaps nothing. And here they were. The Lord Jesus Christ speaks to Peter. Peter, push your boat a little further into the sea. Cast your net. Not maybe. Let's try. But cast your net. And take fish. Straightforward like that. I think the ordinary fisherman would have said, oh sir, you know, as for us experienced fishermen, we know that when you have gone through the whole night, really, plying all the corners of the sea, the best thing is to go and sleep a little and then try maybe next day or something like that. So thank you for your advice. I think we'll try tomorrow, something like that. You know, Peter was an experienced fisherman. And you know what that scripture says. Look at what it said. So whatever the hesitance there may have been, nevertheless, last line in verse 5, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. At thy word, preachers like to preach on this a lot. And rightly so. At thy word, when you are tempted to hesitate, remember who is inviting you. Remember who is asking you. It is the Lord of glory. He is the Lord of the oceans. He knows where the fishes are. He knows when to catch them. He can ask the fish right to come into your net for you. He has the power to do that. This is the Lord of glory. We do not know how much Peter at this time had known about the Lord Jesus Christ. This is not his first encounter. If you read the gospel, this is not his first encounter. So there may have been a previous encounter with the Lord. We don't know whether in those previous encounters there was a miracle wrought or anything like that. But whatever it was, he may have heard of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here he was. The Lord is asking him to cast his net. As even though he would have been hesitant, he may have been, but he was so short and said, nevertheless, Lord, I seem to have a reason to think that we cannot catch anything. Because throughout the night we've done the best that we could. But because you are saying it, we will cast down the net. And indeed, remember what happened. They did cast down the net, and they had a larger catch of fish. So they had to fill two boats, so that all of them we're thinking, oh my dear friends, the same thing. It is when you are tempted to hesitate, you understand. You know, back in Cape Coast, and usually as Sunday school work goes on, it's the kind of challenge you meet often. A number of young persons, we have a number of like that in Cape Coast, a number of young persons who clearly understand the gospel. They understand what it is. And friends, I hope you are clear. A mental understanding of the gospel doesn't mean that you believe it. We call that a mental accent. It is only when it moves me to embrace it. In other words, yield my life to the demands of the message. If the message is saying repent, I have repented. If the message is saying trust in the Savior, I have trusted in what He did on Calvary alone. And He is my hope, my life, my all. It's only at that point you enter into spiritual life. Be very clear. A mental understanding. If it were in our Bible studies on Wednesdays, I would have taken time to go through scripture to prove this easily to you, dear friends. A mental understanding alone isn't belief.
It is just that mental understanding. It is when it has moved the heart and brought it down, humble it in its own eye, to see in the Lord Jesus Christ alone his all in all. That's when we enter into spiritual life and into blessing that the scriptures promise. And so, friends, now, Peter, we did not know how much he had known about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now he says, Lord, it is difficult to really listen because we are tired. We are told all night. But because you are saying it, friends, do you understand it there? When a person really comes to know the Lord, what the Lord says is everything. When you are converted, what the Bible says becomes everything. It doesn't matter who says what. It doesn't matter who agrees or does not agree. It's simply what the Bible teaches. And it grips you. We use this term. Your conscience becomes a slave to the Word of God. If the Bible says, you say, then I believe. Then I take it seriously. Even if it costs me what or what. I believe, friends. This is what it means. So friends, who is the one who is inviting you? It is the Lord. It is the Lord. Come. Don't delay anymore. He is the one who is asking you to use your life into his hands. And repent and ask him to bless you. It is the Lord who is asking you, would you listen, friends? Or would you still linger and delay and hesitate? Peter, you see, near all friends, among to all, Ebuano. Until Yesu Tino, Eradin, and Nam Sawuna was the anti. You see, Sawube Radi Yesu Christopher, Kai said, ye did kind etinasamas we dream, which is important. The mental understanding is very important, is the beginning of it. It shall say etinasamas we dream, but Matthias so mitrim, anxious and midians. Aye, Sam Renia, dear Matthias, still meet him a fade in a cup, my coma mafe, dear Assembly Sano, my Pesemia City Emano, and a Safidia Midi. It is Assembly Sans Minumo, na Mindan Infima Sodium, me bear radio, senior Minumo, na me son is so home, my bro. Assembly catcher, Mr. Min from Renia, Radio Christomo, and to Arishamun Kenny and I'm training, Namintri Radio Christian, come to Arishamun Kenny and I'm training, me Hunisan, me dear, pray, and you may be on me trade, do, mean to me, and to introduce me, Sugrunus Eradi, me Pesemidim Ring in our show. It's a miracious art, a miracious way in some. Oh, Jimmy, oh, whom you remember. Sam Rena, yeah, come on, Sammy. Sam Rena, as a way, who no bibi to say, bibi a su, quino. Never won to mean, cause they rather fade your miracious wing in our etch ever quemono. Sam Rena, yeah, cause they have been one way to me, it is on your man, so about cousin, say, Jinia or Frewono, or you radiant, cause now branding chain, I don't for my baby because membre. I remember a story of a place where there was an earthquake and the buildings were all falling down. And a father who was with his child were running to get into a kind of a bunker, a place that's dug in the earth, very deep. And so the father went in first, he went very quickly down into this hole. And then the child was following him. But when the child came in to look into the hole, it was all dark. But he can hear a voice, the father says, say, John, jump in. And the son will say, but daddy, I can't see you. And the father said, but I can see you. And so you jump. And so though the boy couldn't see his father, because you know when you were in light, you can't see into the dark. So the boy only heard the voice of his father and just jumped in. Of course, there was this waiting hands of his father to catch him. You see, this is the fear. It seems all dark. Why don't I follow this world? Why don't I live for myself? Pursue that, and get that, and get that. God is saying, no, use your life to me. Let me order your life. He says, I'm afraid. It seems so unsettling. I'm afraid of what I will lose. God says, listen to me. I am calling you. Come. Come.
yield your life into my hand. Would you do that, friends? Now, it is the Savior who invites us. The radius of Christ not told us, friends, say, Emrano, obesity, and as we so still. We person will hold you back. You want to hold back a little and be half and half. You will not know him, friends. You will not know him until you throw yourself entirely upon him, trusting only in him. Throw away all self-confidence. You have nothing in yourself. I have nothing in me that attracts God. We have nothing. All we have is sin. All we have is unworthiness. How kind he is that he invites us. Do you have fears, friends? Think of God's mercy. He's merciful. He won't hurt you. It's not possible that God hurts a person who yields his life into his hand. Think again. What is the gain in my delaying? I gain nothing. Rather, I lose more because I'm growing worse and worse. Listen to who is the one who is inviting you. And then throw away your fears and come to him. Bisa said, I didn't know my chin chain. Nia, offer me more. Or so be whom I'm bro. Make me to my heart to me more bro. So I didn't know what chain. Bro, what chain? What in your papa? What best say be a cow? I didn't know what chain. No, we ain't half and half because you need half and half Christopher. If I didn't name half and half Christopher. And what we need now, you need the Ankasa. I didn't know what chain. Tin your friend, if I did Ankasa. Say, Brahmin chain, I wish there would be a shamunina to chenny. And a Brahmin chain said, Minimate me whom my bro, no mass yell for. The mamma was such, she said, the nipa, Ninian coupon and nanti. Oh, friends, come to him. Come to him now, don't delay. Let's pray.